Yeah. Okay. 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 We're just starting. Bezrat Hashem, we are in Torah Lamed, part Gimel. Rabbeinu is saying, "Veze bechinat se'arot," and it's an aspect of hairs. Sheha'arot hamochin yotzin behase'arot. That the illuminations of the brain, of the wisdom of the person, comes out in the hair. Ken hasechel ha'elyon. Also like that, the higher wisdom, shehu hasagot elokut, that it's ways of understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the highest wisdoms of them all. To know Hashem, it's always going to be simple. It looks complex, but it's very, very simple. You need to know Hashem. If, for an example, a person learned all Shas, and he knows all of Shulchan Aruch, with all of them Farshim, and he's donating $1 million every month to a certain fund, and I don't know what he's doing, but he's far from Hashem, means that he imagined to himself that he achieved all of those things, that he is wise, that he is a genius, that he is a very generous person, personality. What's he going to do with himself in the world to come? All of his success is actually a failure because he never learned to know Hashem, to recognize that it's all the kindness of Hashem in Barach. But in another way, a person that is very poor, that he never learns how to learn, and he doesn't know nothing, not Shulchan Aruch, and he never learned Gemara with Rashi, nothing. But he believes that everything Hashem is doing with him, this is a very successful person. The only success that we have in this world is the itkashrut to Hashem, it's to know Hashem. This is the only success that we have in this world. So actually, all of those high levels of understanding, it's to what? To achieve what? To know Hashem. Means to remember Hashem in your situations, to remember Hashem when you have headache, to remember Hashem when you're in stress or panasa, to remember Hashem when... In every situation, to know that there is Hashem. So the highest level of wisdoms, who mitlabesh basechel atachton, dressed himself in the lower wisdom. Veze bechinat sara beigula, and it's an aspect of the fact that the hairs are around from all sides, they're around. So bechinat sibuvin, so like we said, also it's written emunatcha sevivotecha, that the faith is also round. So the hairs that they are showing, the revealing the light, the illuminations of the wisdoms of the person, they're round like the faith, that this is the top, the highest of all achievements, of all of what the person can achieve in the world. It's faith, it's to know Hashem. So this is why the hair are also round. Every hair is a circle, is round. Bechinat sibuvim, an aspect of all of those circles, like we learned before in the beginning of the Torah, the haynu akdamot, the things, the introductions that people need to learn to go through in the beginning, ad shebaim el hamechuvan kanal, until they're going to come to the purpose, to the reason that was from the beginning. Like that we said before, that if you want to explain something huge, something high to a person, you cannot do it without introductions, without explaining him things before. V'ha'ikar hu ha'mechuvan. And the main thing, this is what the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was planning, that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to teach us. Kemo shematzinu bedivrei rabotenu, Zichronam livracha, like that we saw in Yebamot in the Gemara Kedosha, that our rabbis said, Shesibevuhu behalachot ad shehigiu letzarat habat, that they had something that they wanted to talk about. Tzarat habat. It's a subject in the halacha, tzarat habat. But before that they came to that subject, they were going in circles. Sibevuhu behalachot. They were talking about that halakha, and they went through another halakha, and then they checked another halakha, until that they came to the one that they were looking for, Tzarat Haba. Nimtza. So actually we saw, Shekol ha'alakhot shedibru mikodem, that all of the halakhot that they were talking before, lo ayu ikar ha'mechuvan. They weren't the reason why they sat and started to talk. Rak hayu sibuvim va'akdamot, just they were surroundings and הריסת הקדמות. Introductions. כדי להגיע לצרת הבת. That they're going to be able to come to reach to that subject of צרת הבת. שהוא המכוון. That was the thing that they wanted to talk about. וזה בחינת, and it's an aspect of what it's written in the תיקונים, שערה וקמה, that the color of the hairs is dark, it's black. בחינת, an aspect of what it's written, שחורה אני ונאווה. I am black, but I'm beautiful. What it means, I'm black and I'm beautiful, that this is a very strong thing that the person have to go with all of his life. This is a rule that you have to hold it for all of that journey. To know always, Shchorani v'nava. Shchorani, I know that I have lackings. I know that I'm black, that because of all of my avonot, my face become to be black, that I fell into darkness, that I cannot see Hashem, that I'm chas shalom, sinning, and this and that. But even though that I'm falling, still v'nava, I'm beautiful. I'm very beautiful. I have wonderful, amazing things inside of myself that on those things I'm very happy. Because every person in this world, everyone, with no yotze min haklal, exceptions, no one, everyone are going through huge difficulties in life. People are going through wars in their lives. And no one can tell, no one can know what you're going through inside of your mind. No one can tell, no one can know. Only the person inside feels the stress and the anxieties and the worries, and he doesn't know what to do with himself, and he hears a solution, he's got an idea maybe, but still everything is collapsing again and again and again and again. And it calls Milchemet HaYetzer. It's a war of the Yetzara against the person, and he's putting everything that he's got against each and every one of the people. And he never gives up. Rav Shalom said, the Yetzara, he's the biggest breastlever of them all. Always stand up on his legs, no despair in the world at all, always learning Likutei Moharan and advice how to fight and how to conquer and how to beat the person up, mamash, and to break him. And Rabbeinu is bringing Likutei Moharan that the Yetzara wants to make every Jew to be crazy. Mamash, to lose his mind. This is the will of the Yetzara on every Jew, to make him crazy. So he's running and chasing after every neshama, and he's putting all of his powers against every neshama and neshama. And we, in front of that horrible war, we have to have an idea, we have to have something to use. On that, Rav Shalom said, my Yetzara is got depression. He is in depression, not me. Rav Shalom is not falling to sadness because of the fact that he's got the Yetzara. He knows that he's got the Yetzara. But he said, but my Yetzara, he's in depression because of me. Why? Because on everything that he's doing to me, from every falling, I'm standing up again and I'm saying, thank you, Hashem. Never gives up. Just taking those wonderful, amazing advice of Rav Shalom, of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and standing back on your legs, and trying again, and starting again, and again, and again. Start again to try to pray, start again to try to learn, start again to want Hashem. Even that you feel that you're the forest, so Shchorani, you're black, but so what? Venava, I'm beautiful. What's so beautiful inside of you? The will. The will to live. This is the light of the neshama. The way that the neshama is showing itself is by the will of the person. When a person is soon gonna die, it's a person that doesn't have a will to live anymore. When you come to visit a sick person, you're cheering him up and you're telling him soon you're gonna be healthy, everything's gonna be okay, your kid's supposed to come, you know, everyone waits that you're gonna stand up. Why are you doing it? You try to wake up the will in that person that you're going to want to live. And then for sure, it's going to heal him. Because the neshama is going to come back to the body. But when the person doesn't want to live, he doesn't have a will to live, he's so sad and depressed, so he just waits till death comes, chas shalom. So all of our war is always just to increase the will to live, to want to serve Hashem. This is the success. Like we said, the numeral value of the word Moshe is standing between Shmad to Ratzon. Shmad, it's
Destruction.
And Ratzon, it's 336. 346. And Moshe, it's 344. So the success of Moshe means one level above Moshe, it's Ratzon. It's a will. It's not success. It's not Hatzlacha. Hatzlacha, it's a different value. It's a different number. Will, this is the success of Moshe Rabbeinu. When Moshe Rabbeinu is succeeding, it means that he wants Hashem. The Zohar HaKadosh is saying, who is the one that conquers the war? The one that holds the weapon in his hand. So this is the answer of the Zohar. So the Zohar is asking, how can it be? A person that holds the weapon in his hand is the person that still fights. It's not the person that killed the enemy. It's a person that is still fighting. We ask, who is the one that wins? So the Zohar is answering, the one that is fighting, he is the one that is winning. You cannot finish in this world. Only Lamavet Totzaot. The results are going to be after death. The students asked Rabbeinu when the Yetzer are going to stop knocking in their minds, in their heads. He said, in the second shovel of earth in graves. Second shovel means you have still the Yetzer on the first shovel. When they're putting earth on your coffin, on the Aron. First shovel, still you have Yetzirah knocking, making you crazy. Look, what an honorable funeral. The Rav was here. And look, all of those skirts. Amazing. Everyone in the place that he's looking, he's going to look in his funeral. If you're looking at women and you're wearing the funeral, you're going to look at women, Chas Shalom. If you're looking for honor in the funeral, you're going to look for honor. The only thing that we can do is to run to Hashem, to run to the field, to run to the Itbodedut. And over there, you cannot succeed also. Today I got a phone call from a person from the United States in the morning. He told me, look, you told me to do this and that, and I tried to do it, and I met that rich person, and I sat with him, and I talked to him, and instead of saying to him all of the amount of money that I had to ask, I don't know why, but I asked only for half. And he gave me that half. And I don't know what to do with myself, because if I would have asked everything, I would get it. I know it for sure. But I don't know why I asked only for half. I started to laugh in the phone. He told me, why are you laughing? I told him, because after everything that you went through in life, you still think that you are reality. Borei Olam didn't give you a complete success. Because Borei Olam wanted you to stay with the lacking. That you're going to stay without the solution. Borei Olam, if he would wanted to help you, he would have helped you. You need to know that Borei Olam is putting the words inside of your mouth. He's putting the thoughts inside of your brain. The free choice, it's not in the actions at all. The free choice is not in the actions. The free choice is only badat, only in the wisdom. Only if to know that it's Hashem, or to fall to the mistake of this world, to imagine to yourself that it's you, that it's your wife, that it's your parents, that it's your friends, that it's the police officer, that it's a Yetzer Hara. The enod milvado, nothing except of Hashem. The free choice is only to know that it's Hashem, always. And when the person going to do tshuva, also Borei Olam going to help him to fix his actions. And before that the person going to do tshuva, he will never be able to fix his actions. His actions going to be changed by Baal HaMaasim, Ribbon Al Kol HaMaasim, by Hashem. Only Hashem going to give you the Siyata Dishmaya, not to sin anymore, not to fall anymore. But it depends only in tshuva. What is tshuva? Tshuva, it's a will to do tshuva. When you come into the field, Hashem, He is the one that gives you the diburim. He is the one that gives you the words. A person can find himself daily, every day, 1 hour in the field, cannot talk. Every day he's going and every day he is blocked. He cannot talk, cannot speak. He doesn't have nothing to share with Hashem. He cannot talk. People are saying, I talked for 5 minutes and this is it. You don't have a visa, you don't have a merit from heaven to talk. They don't let you speak. This is it. You need to beg, to cry on that. Borei Olam, let me talk. Me, I cannot talk with all of my problems. I don't have the merit to confess. You don't want me to confess? on that you should cry. Bo'olam, please, let me confess, let me talk. Let me find words in the field, let me have the merit. You're going to the field and you cannot find words. This is for a person that have to merit to go to the field. Also good. But still, this is the main wisdom of them all, to try to erase all of our crazy, silly, stupid background of foreign thoughts. Foreign thoughts that it's mamash worship idols every moment. Avodah Zarah, every moment worshipping idols. You feel, oh, water, I have to drink now. It's worshipping idols. You believe in water. Air condition, idols. I have to have a comfortable seat, idols. My clothes are not clean, idols. You're always falling. The person is falling and falling and falling, always to be depend in the physical world. And even in the spiritual world, if you think that you depend in anything except of the mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, worshipping idols. You have imaginations. Rabbeinu said, Simchu al kochi, you should count on my power. Which power? Which power the tzaddik have? Which power? The tzaddik is a person that canceled himself in a total way to the Creator. He's not there at all. Just him you can grab somehow. You can look at him and you're going to understand the nature of Hashem. But he is not there at all. For you he exists. But for him he is not a reality. This is why he is the tzaddik. The name of Hashem, it's the letters of the name of Moshe. Moshe, Hashem, it's Mem, Shin and Hey. And this is it. The face of Hashem, it's the face of Moshe. Moshe, his face was glowing. This is it. The name of our rabbi is Shalom. All of the rabbis that have Siyata Dishmaya, you're going to see it. All of them. The names are mamash. Came mamash straight from heaven. All of them. This is the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealing himself through vessels that we can grab. You have to have someone that's going to talk to you. When Moshe Rabbeinu came to Hashem and told him that Am Yisrael are asking, that please, that he's going to be a middleman, that he's going to talk for Hashem Yitbarach, the third commandment and the fourth commandment, he said, we cannot talk to Hashem anymore, we cannot hear Hashem. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu that he wished that their heart going to be like that, li'ir'ati kol hayamim, to have yir'ah from me all of the lives. Hashem wished that. Actually, it's weird. Hashem gave them the possibility to talk with him face to face. And now they're asking for a middleman, for Moshe Rabbeinu, and Hashem is praising them on that. And he's saying, I wish that you're going to have a heart like that for the rest of your lives. Because Boreh Olam, he knows that only an arrogant person can imagine to himself that he can serve Hashem Yitbarach without a tzaddik. Rav Shalom said that the biggest yetzara of them all is that a person wants to be a tzaddik himself. And he's not canceling himself to the tzaddik. There is a tzaddik. You want to replace him? Why? He just benefited you, just made wonderful things for you. Why you want to replace him? Why you want to push him to the side? There is a tzaddik that Hashem is going to give him long life. We just need to cancel ourselves to Moshe Rabbeinu, not to be Moshe, not to be like Moshe. It's not our job. You can be like Moshe. You know who isn't Moshe? Moshe is a person that for 60 years he was in the desert of Sinai, screaming. 10 years he was in a pit, in a hole, and he was screaming from there. And he had miracles of water and bread every day. Tzipora was giving him water and bread before she knew him, before she met him. For 10 years she was feeding him. After 10 years she came. Yitro, her father, he was afraid. He saw Moshe and he knew the rules. He was running away also. Yitro ran away from Egypt. And he knew that if now Moshe was a prisoner, he was supposed to be
executed
in Egypt. So he was afraid. He knew the rules of Egypt. If now he's going to help him, they can execute him, they can kill him. So he thrown him, Moshe Rabbeinu, for 10 years to the pit, to the hole. And this is it, he forgot him. He said, don't want to hear from him. And went. But for 10 years, Tzipora was feeding Moshe Rabbeinu over there. And for 10 years, he was screaming and shouting and doing it bodadut in prison, 10 years in the pit. After 10 years, Tzipora went to Yitro and told him, you know what's going on with that person that you threw to the pit 10 years ago? He told her what, he's still alive. She said to him, not only that he's alive, just he's preying on you for 10 years. You don't want the punishment from Borei Olam on that. You don't know what can happen to you after 10 years of tefillot. And he was amazed that he's still alive. It's a miracle that he was still alive. And he took him out, and then Moshe Rabbeinu saw the cane of Abraham, Yitzchak ve'Yaakov, and he took it out. All of that crazy story that the Christians stolen. They took it to King Arthur with that sword that was stuck in the stone. It's a real story. What happened with Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu saw the cane, the stick, the staff of Abraham, of Yitzchak and Yaakov. And he took it out, and when Yitro saw that, he realized that this person is divine, it's Ish Elohim. He surrendered to him. And he gave him his daughter, let her do giyur and everything. The tzaddik is a person that we can never imagine. I remember Harav Shalom, maybe 6 years ago when we got to this yeshiva, he said in a shiur once in Shabbat, mamash in the first shiurim in this yeshiva, Harav Shalom said, he said, maybe you're going to have the ability to know something about the tzaddik. He was talking generally, but it was obvious that he's talking about himself. Soon you're going to see why. And he said, maybe you're going to have the ability to achieve something from the effort of the tzaddik from the earliest days, from the first days that he was serving Hashem. But from that day and on, the tzaddik is already for 40 years in tzaka matmedet. How do you say tzaka matmedet?
Continual
screaming to Hashem Yitbarach. When he said 40 years, it's for sure talking about him, because he's a Baal Tshuva of 40 years. So, the beginning, maybe you have a way to understand what was there in the beginning, because he was Chiloni and you were Chiloni also, or that you're still Chiloni, so you can realize maybe something about how he woke up. But about all of what had happened from that moment that he accepted Tshuva on himself until today, the effort that he told me that once, he said, you can never imagine how much suffering I need to go through that all of that light is going to go through me. You can never imagine. I told you once that one woman from the community asked Harav, she went to Uman and she asked him, on what should I pray on you? So he didn't answer. So she told him, Harav, I'm going to pray on Am Israel. But what can I pray on you specifically? So he told her, he answered to her like that. He told her, my name is Shalom Bala Yisurim. My name is Shalom that is suffering. This is my name. So, we cannot understand even by that. Nothing. How much suffering the tzaddikim are accepting on themselves, that we're going to have the merit, the ability to serve Hashem. We, for us, it sounds, all right, I'm going to come to the yeshiva, I'm going to learn a few pages. You don't know which wars there is above your head, that the Yetzer Hara doesn't want to let you wake up from bed, stand up from bed. And someone is helping you to stand up, and someone is cheering you up. They told me about Moshe, that he was in Tzfat for 2-3 weeks, and in the last Shabbat he was invited to one house for a meal in Shabbat, and he was sitting, a picture like that of a Rav in front of his eyes, just like that, all of the meal, he's sitting and a Rav is in front of his eyes, all of the Seudah, 2-3 hours sitting with a Rav looking at him from the picture. After those 3 hours, he said, this is it. Was a friend from the yeshiva with him in that house. He told him, look, Arav is calling you back. What are you doing here? This is it. For him, he said, he realized. He It's right. I told you that once I had a long Itbodedut at night. I had to do 6 hours. And I went to Yar Yerushalayim and I was doing a long, long Itbodedut. In the middle of the Itbodedut, I was mamash shouting. And I said to Harav, during the Itbodedut, I said, Harav, please be with me. And I lift my hand in the air like that. And I said, Harav, give me a hand. I needed courage. I needed power. And I said, Harav, be with me. Please, Harav, be with me. In the morning after, we were learning Masechet Chagiga in the yeshiva. Harav was teaching Masechet Chagiga. In the middle of the shiur, Harav suddenly looked at me and he's telling it to everyone. No one can think about me. You know? Everyone busy with himself. And he's looking, staring at me. And we came to something that was talking about the righteous man, about the tzaddik. And he said, a person can never know how much he can achieve. And he's doing like that, in the night. Exactly like that I was doing in the night. A person can never understand how much he can achieve. In the middle of the night, he's screaming to Hashem. And he's talking to the tzaddik in the middle of the night. And the tzaddik is with him. And he's giving his hand, mamash. And he's doing everything like that. This is 100% of Ruach HaKodesh. 100%. I had a hard time in my life and I came to the yeshiva and I wanted to talk to Harav and I went until after the shiur and when he went out, I told him, Harav, you don't know what's going on with me. He told me, I know exactly what's going on with you and you don't need to tell me. I know everything. He said, once I can see through the eyes of my students, and it was more than 10 years ago, he said, Hashem, I heard him saying that. Hashem gave me that present, that in the moment that I hold the hand of the person, I know everything about him. Yes, time to hide. There was one avrech, I told you that also. There was one avrech in the yeshiva that he had Gama Brit. He was sinning, Gama Brit, avrech that was married. And he didn't know what to do with himself for weeks. He went crazy. He didn't know what to do with himself from the shame and the embarrassment. He didn't know. He wanted to talk to a Rav. He wanted to do something tshuva. And he didn't know how to approach. How you say to a Rav something horrible like that? How can you? What are you going to say? In the end, he felt like that he's losing it totally and he had to talk to a Rav about it. He came to the yeshiva and he sat with a Rav and he told a Rav, I done something so horrible a few weeks ago and I have to talk to you. Rav told him, listen, drop the nonsense. I see only the good inside of the person. It's all imaginations. You think that Rav is criticizing you like that you are criticizing everyone that is passing in front of your nose. Rav Shalom is not like that. This is why he's the chief rabbi in this yeshiva and not you. You should thank Hashem that you're not the Rosh Yeshiva. You need to appreciate all of those, it's gifts. I heard yesterday the shiur that the priest Philip talked about Rav Shalom and he's praising him and he's saying he illuminated my eyes and mamash, the book that he wrote, it's divine, it's been written by God, and he's saying a lot of very important, huge things. And I thought to myself that we need to understand that really this is him, even though that we believe in him. But we need to understand what it means. Really, all of those things that happens with the yeshiva, with the distribution, with the hafatzah, the books, and it's really something that he achieved. And if you're going to look in the history, you will see that it never happened before. No tzaddik had that merit to create hafatzah in that size. To bring so many gerim into the yeshiva, to get closer to so many Baalei Tshuva and people from distance, from Alaska. Waking up in Alaska. This is beyond logic. This is a spiritual thing that is happening. He said from the moment that he saw that priest Philip woke up to admit in Judaism and to throw away all of the nonsense of Christianity and all of the imaginations of Christianity. Someone asked me, what are you going to say to a Christian person? How are you going to explain to him about the tzaddik? He's thinking that Jesus, that Yeshu, this is the tzaddik, he's the righteous man. He imagined that. So I told him, you know, if you think that you should walk on eggs not to hurt his feelings, you're never going to be able to help him. If really you want to help him to wake up, you need to tell him, hello, I'm sorry, mister. You're in a horrible mistake for generations. You were murdering and slaughtering and killing and raping for generations. Walking after that man. And it's all a mistake. And if you're not going to say those things straight in front to the eyes, and going to tell them with all of their compassion and with all of the pain and with all of their real will that you want to help them to go out from that crazy mistake of following after that sinner, that he was just a sinner, that he was a horrible person, that he was a sinner that damaged the world in a horrible way, and he's paying until today in a horrible hell that you can ever imagine. As he's not healing no one, and he cannot help himself, and he's buried in Tzfat under a tree, and not in Jerusalem even. The Ari HaKadosh testified. Ari HaKadosh said that he was walking with his student Rabbi Chaim Vital, and he told him that man is buried under that tree here in Tzfat. They imagine that he is buried in Jerusalem. Jerusalem puked him. He cannot be buried in Jerusalem. I'm sorry. And if it's hard to hear to someone, we're apologizing. This is what the Bor HaOlam wants you to wake up, to do Tshuva Shlema, to understand. If a person that is a goy, he believes in a God, in one God, his faith is still not completed. He needs to believe in Hashem Elokei Israel. Only then, when he's going to believe in Hashem Elokei Israel, the God of Am Israel, only then his faith is complete. And he's fulfilling his obligation of faith in one God from one of seven mitzvot of Bnei Noach. And if he still imagined to himself that he is a friend of that man, and they're together, he's got a place on that cross for him also. I'm sorry, I'm apologizing. This is the truth. You cannot twist Torah Moshe. You cannot. If the Ishmaelim are saying that Muhammad brought a new prophecy, Muhammad wasn't worthy to be a prophet. He wasn't worthy to be a prophet. So all of his imaginations and prophecies, it's imaginations. It's not prophecies. They learned it from Gemarot, they learned it from the Torah, they learned it from Chachamim. It's a fake. Christianity, it's a fake. It looks nice, it looks good. Nice and good, but not real. Truth, there is only one. And it's the source to all religions. It's the one time that Bor HaOlam revealed himself to only one nation. Stood all together, 600,000 men, and saw the face of Hashem and accepted the Torah into their hands. It happened only once. And it's going to happen only once also in the future, in the salvation. And only to Am Israel and to the ones that are going to follow them. And going to help them and going to be with them and going to cancel the nonsense and the shtuyot. Knocking on wood and shtuyot, nonsense like those. It's all imaginations. This is what it means to kiss le pesel be masecha, to statue, to mask somebody, masecha, how you say. Idols! Idols! Never imagine to yourself something like that. That a person that's been created by a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he becomes to be the partner of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and now they're equal, they're both at the same level. It's imagination. Someone invented that, someone said that, and this is it. They're following it, walking, running after it, like. It's nonsense. The truth has to be said. It's our job to say it, and with all of love and patience and compassion, and we're hugging everyone, and everyone that wants to come here and to learn with us and to live with us and to be with us, more than welcome. And we're not asking no one that came here. I never asked no one if he's a Jew, if he's not a Jew. There is people that are Gerim that I don't know that they are Gerim also, that they convert. I don't know. I never asked. I don't care. I don't mind. We're teaching faith here. And this is the light that we should show and to reveal to all of the nations, to every people in the world. בעולם is waiting that we're going to complete our job, our שליחות. We have an obligation to reveal that light of amazing, real Torah, Torah Chesed, Olam Chesed, the world of kindness going to be rebuilt. And we need to help HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We give to give him our legs and our hands and our hearts and our minds and our eyes and our mouths to give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gave you a mouth. What are you doing with that mouth? He gave you a heart. What are you doing with that heart? He gave you legs and hands. What are you doing with those organs? Serving yourself? This is Haman HaRasha. He was worshipping himself. You're not allowed to worship yourself. You're not allowed to use things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you for your own benefit. Just only to keep on giving and giving and giving like that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do. To give to others. And don't check. Just help. Just give. Just support. Just love. Someone needs your diburim. Someone needs your words. Someone needs your love. Someone needs your ears that you're going to listen to him. Someone needs you. Someone is waiting for your phone call. Someone is waiting for your email. Someone is waiting for your I don't know what. That you're going to give him a book. That you're going to cheer him up. Rabbeinu said that if someone would have tell him Yishar Koach, he would get stronger by that. But no one was there to give him Yishar Koach. He was all alone. There is people that just if you're going to call them, tell him, hello, I love you, I need you, I want you, where are you, why are you not coming to Eretz Israel? Please come, I miss you. He will run to Eretz Israel. He's just waiting for an invitation. In the day that we said to our friend Eli, Baruch Hashem, we have him with us daily. We said that he came to the yeshiva and that he's here and that he made it from Los Angeles to Eretz Israel. In that day, we upload that shiur to YouTube. Three people wrote to us back, I also want to come to Eretz Israel. I also want to join the yeshiva. In that day, it's the merit of Eliyahu. It's his merit. By the brave decision that he took, got on himself, I'm going, making Aliyah, coming to Eretz Israel. I want to see, first time in Eretz Israel, first time in Jerusalem. Straight to Yeshiva Chutz Shel Chesed. Went to the Kotel, Daven Shachrit, Ma'ariv, Mincha. Happy. Doing it bodedut with friends in the Dira. Think about it. We need to rent all of Bet Israel for the people. This is what we need to do. Look, I don't have faith. I'm saying renting. When you can buy. You can buy all of Bet Israel and we're talking about renting. You see, we don't think far enough. We need to buy Bet Israel. You know that in the Tabo, you know what's a Tabo?
Yeah.
Tabo, it's the register of Eretz Israel. It's written, named on the Bonim HaChofshim. You know the free builders, how are they called? It's a group.
Freemasons.
They are the owners of the territory that calls Eretz Israel on the from the side of the Medina, the nations. They're renting Eretz Israel to the Jews for 999 years. Now we have a lease with them. It's imaginations. We need to bring all of Am Israel to Eretz Israel. Then you won't have no questions, no doubt. And this is it. There is Jews that are a part of that cult. And from the beginning, when they established the Medinat Israel, it was all Christianity and a lot of scams and things you're not allowed to talk on the net. Like a spider, not gonna. Things you're not allowed to talk about. Horrible people, demons. Erev Rav, souls of Erev Rav. Souls of Erev Rav that are selling Am Israel for years, for generations, sell them to the Nazis, sell them to the to other enemies, to the Yetzirah, to blend between the nations and to erase religious and to make everything to an open, I don't know what, all of their imaginations. Craziness! We need to be firm, we need to be strong, we need to come to Eretz Israel. All of Jews have to make Aliyah today. All of the ones that believe in Am Israel have to make Aliyah today, to come, 6 million Jews today to Eretz Israel. You know what's going to happen? We talked about it. What's going to happen if those 6 million Jews are going to decide to leave United States, to sell all of their properties, to take out all of the money from the bank and to make Aliyah to Eretz Israel? What the government of United States going to do? What are they going to do? They're going to let us come to Eretz Israel? They're going to give the money from the bank accounts? They're going to let them sell their houses? No, they're going to arrest all of the Jewish leaders. They're going to put them all behind bars. And they're going to start to investigate what's going on. And then you can see in the same YouTube, if you're going to see camps in United States, camps, this is what it's written, camps in United States. FEMA. Death camps in United States. Do that online, yes?
If you have.
And you're going to see that there is death camps. Better than there was in Germany. More sophisticated. Ready to contain more than 6 million Jews. Check it. It's not a lie. You're going to see graves carved already. Coffins waiting for millions of people. Waiting, trains in the heights, tolls up for human beings to stand inside of those trains. All to that FEMA craziness. You think that you can escape from United States? Everyone, every Jew that is today in Eretz Israel, it's a refugee. It's a refugee. You escaped. You don't know where you escaped from yet. But you escaped. Need to make huge aliyah to run away from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Israel. Foreign people, foreign land, contaminated air. When you're gonna come to Eretz Israel, in the first breath you're gonna realize that this is home. Eliyahu told me today, I'm so excited, every place that I'm going to, I'm so excited, I'm going to the Kotel, to grave of David HaMelech, Jerusalem, here, the Yeshiva. I told him it's because it's not only the first time that you're in Eretz Israel. Your soul is wishing to Eretz Israel for generations. And now the exile has been finished for you. So you want to cry every moment. You want to thank Hashem, to kiss the ground, to kiss the land. I remember myself when I came from Oman, I went down and I kissed the earth, the ground in El Al, in Tel Aviv. Because you feel Eretz Israel, it's something different. You feel home, you hold the ground, you feel belong. You feel it's home. Over there, what you have? Imaginations, money that you're chasing after it and keep on running away from you. You're never going to find it. You're never going to have it. Drop that dream. It's an illusion. You're fighting with yourself. You let the Yetzirah conquer your mind and convince you to keep on wasting and ruining your life. For what? For nothing. For more imaginations, more imaginations. Honor and Rolex and BMW and I don't know what, restaurants and Wall Streets and I don't know what, craziness. You don't have nothing, you're not happy. You're frustrated, you don't have nothing. You feel empty from inside. Everyone are like that. It's not only you. Wake up. Come to Eretz Israel, come to Yeshiva. Open books, open Likutei Moharan. You're going to find your heart, you're going to find your brain, you're going to find your friends. You're going to find your family. And fight with your family and bring them all to Eretz Israel. We're praising the Levi'im that in the golden calf generation, they were fighting with the brothers. Didn't have mercy on the brothers and we're praising them on that. That they were killing the ones that were trying to ruin. If Chas Shalom, your brother, is ruining Am Israel, you need to fight him. So what if he's your brother? So what? He's more important than another Jew. So what if he's your brother? You have to take care of all of Am Israel and to help them. And if there is Jews that are fighting with us, maybe this is Erev Rav. Maybe those are the souls of Erev Rav that in this last generation we need to fight with them until we're going to clarify who is a Jew and who is non-Jew. Who is the soul of an Erev Rav that he doesn't want to serve Hashem, that he doesn't want to surrender himself to get into the Torah, to the Holy Torah. Holy Torah that has been given by one God, our God, that chosen us from all of the nations. And he done that. And it's going to stay like that. There is no son that abandons his no father that abandons his son and take another nation, and now he's got a new start with that nation. Are we crazy? Father that can forget his son? It's not exist. And it's never going to be exist. And it's all an illusion. It's all an illusion. There is one father, there is one son, and this is it. And that son, it's Am Yisrael, that Kadosh Baruch Hu made an oath to Abraham. He made an oath also to someone else. He made an oath to Muhammad, really. He made an oath to Yeshu. Yeshu, his name, it's Yimach Shmo V'Zichro. We're erasing his name. Every day we're erasing his name. Not allowed to mention his name. Mamzer ben Mamzer. But Rabbeinu said, Rabbi Nachman Breslev said, that he can fix Mamzerim. Rabbeinu is the only solution, even for him. Even for Yeshu, he's got a tikkun. Rabbeinu said, I can fix Mamzerim. Even that the Torah is not revealing the way that you can fix Mamzerim, Rabbeinu said, I have the power to fix Mamzerim, to purify Mamzer. Boys, I'm apologizing. Have to be strong and to flag that, to wave that flag to everyone. Only the ones that are going to have the courage to surrender and to cancel their opinion to the opinion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He revealed His opinion through the messengers, the holy messengers, that they are the righteous people. Only the ones that are going to cancel their opinion, going to totally surrender, they're going to be the ones that are going to be saved in the salvation. It's written that 2/3 of the world going to be erased when the salvation going to come. 2/3 of the world going to be erased. This is now, this is the time to attach yourself to the Kedusha. What you have against Am Yisrael, what you have against Haredim, what you have against Jews, what you have against us, what have we done? We haven't done nothing to no one. We haven't damaged no one. And if we have Yetzara, it's like that you don't have Yetzara. Everyone have Yetzara. We sinned, so what? You sinned also. We're all people, human beings. There's no reason for all of that hatred, all of that sinat Israel, to hate Am Israel. Why you hate Am Israel? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu loves them and gave them the Torah and gave them the promised land. So you hate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you won't have a share in the world to come. But if you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you're going to love His sons, and you're going to try to help His sons, and you're going to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. That Moshe Rabbeinu, he was a helper of all of Am Yisrael. He was running for them, he was helping them, and he was taking care of them. Like the Kohanim, like that we said yesterday. And the doors are open. We're helping the one that wants to purify himself. We're helping everyone. We have to have courage, Rabboisai. Now I'm talking just to you. We have to have courage. We have to go to talk to Am Yisrael, to people, thousands of people, every day going to the Kotel HaMaravi. Every day, thousands of people coming to the Kotel HaMaravi. We need to build a camp in the Kotel HaMaravi to go, to talk every day to everyone that you see. Take books with you and talk to people and convince them to do tshuva. Outside, not inside. And inside, you're not allowing to sell books. Stand outside, in front. Hashem is with you. Go talk to people. Talk to men, talk to women, talk to everyone. Talk to Christians, talk to Ishmaelim, to... how you say it?
Muslims.
What?
Muslims.
All religious, all colors. Talk to everyone. Tell them, there is that book. Give me that. That book. Rav wrote it for the nations, Universal Garden of Emunah. For the nations. Hand those books to people, you're going to save lives. There is people that after they read the book Garden of Faith, they started to check on their roots, and they realized that they were Jews. Because they read that book, and they felt connected. Never felt like that before. What's going on? What is that book? Who am I? Start phone calls. Grandma, who are you? What are you doing? Why haven't you told me that before? Finds that he's a Jew. Like we said, 20,000 Jews losing their religious, their Judaism, every month. 20,000 Jews falling from Judaism every month. It's a horrible number. It's a horrible number. It's something that we cannot stand. It's something that we cannot feel. We have to scream. We have to go out. Me, for sure, I cannot go now to the United States after that shiur, but you can still go.
I'm going to be arrested in the airplane during the flight. Aboisai, it's not a secret, it's the truth. You don't want to hear from all of those horrible things. Killing who that they want to kill, fighting with who that they want to, framing the Ma'alilim on whoever they want to, creating reality. It's all lies and scams. You have to be strong, to believe in our one faith in God straight, and to reveal it to everyone that have the merit to hear. And if someone doesn't want to hear you, move on. You don't have time to stop with him, to argue, to convince him. Move on. Millions in line. Go, talk, distribute, open sites, sell books, sell CDs, give shiurim yourself, play music, I don't know what, draw books, I don't know what, whatever you can, make flyers, put, I don't know what, scream, whatever you can do. You're saving souls, you're gonna be like Avraham Avinu, that was saving souls. Going, knocking on doors, convincing people, talking to people, save another one. Like Rav Aaron Kotler. Like the real tzaddikim that had Mesirut Nefesh, Ahavat Israel, to go, to save people, to save lives. Come here, go, sit here in Yeshiva. Open that book to him, tell him, sit, we'll talk in a few minutes. Go, take another one, find him in the Kotel, come to Yeshiur. Bring him, force him, bring him to this Yeshiur. Force him, one time, come to this shiur, watch that YouTube, one shiur. Eliyahu told me about one shiur that he saw. You're going to say which shiur it was.
With the story about the Tehillim.
Exactly. On the woman that was saying Tehillim, he saw that shiur. And he decided he's going to watch another shiur and another shiur. That shiur brought him here.
It's a good story.
Good story. In another time, we're going to tell it again.